Okay, what we learned, we're starting now Perek Dalet. What we learned so far, in Perek Aleph, the Alter Rebbe introduced us to what a Yid is, that there's two nefashes. There's the nefesh Abrahamis that every person has, that all mankind have. And in Perek Beis, the Alter Rebbe introduced us that a Yid has an addition, a nefesh alikis, that's chelik alikami mal mamish. In Perek Gimel, the last Perek, the Alter Rebbe started telling us what the Nefesh HaLekis is made up of. That the Seichel and the Midas, it has the three Chochma Bina Das and the Shiva Midas. Now what we were learning about until now, therefore, is what is the ingredients of Ayid? The first correction that the Alter Rebbe makes for the misconception that people have in Tanya until now, that people think, what's a Yid? What makes someone a Jew? What makes someone Jewish? That he behaves in a certain way. In certain kreisen, certain groups. So the mentality is that a Yid who's le'aleinu, not a shemer Torah mitzvahs, is a shagetz. What makes me a Yid? Because I'm putting on tefillin, I'm keeping Shabbos. Right. So the first thing says the Alter Rebbe, that's the first prakim until now, that no, a Yid is defined by what he is. What's inside, even if someone is doing everything that he's supposed to do, That's the chitzenius. That's the superficial. But what defines a Yid first and foremost is what's going on inside, the neshama and the parts of the neshama. So what's being felt by the neshama? What's being thought? The way that the keiches of the neshama are being used, that defines what the person is, and that's deeper than before what he does. So if what makes me a Yid, what defines a Yid as a Yid is because his neshama is chelek elekami mal mamish. That's what's equal by every single Yid. So then, what does it make a difference how we behave? No matter what, we're a Yid, right? Go to the guy in Mifzayim, he's just as Jew as me, right? What's the famous Mifzayim from Rav Mendel Futifas? Me Jew, you Jew, me Tfilin, you Tfilin. Yeah, they're the same. They're both chelek elekami mal mamish. So what's missing? So what are we missing? Why is Hamaisa hu Iker? The Iker is that I have the neshama, that I feel it with the feelings of my neshama. What's the Torah mitzvahs? So Perek Dalet is going to teach us, start introducing us to the other half. The first half, which is the prakim until now, is what we are. That no matter what you behave, that's not what that doesn't define what you are. What you are is because there's a neshama, there's your life, there's the chayis inside, so there's the nefesh abamis and the nefesh alakis. All these things that before we did anything, and regardless of what we do, these are what goes on, these are what make us up. Now is we're going to say the second part of the neshama, those are the keiches of the neshama that we spoke about in Paragimel, the seichel and the midis, the chabad and the midis. Besides that, now is going to speak about the levushim of the neshama. Perek Dalet. V'oid, besides the keiches that he said, that's what the neshama is divided into, is made up of, there's also shleish levushim shehem machshava dibur umaisa shal tayeg mitzvah atera. We're going to say. So besides the keiches, there's the shleish levushim. If the keiches define what is the neshama, the seichel, the chabad, the chesed, gvura, the midas, which is, what's the chabad of the nefesh alikis, is the capacity, the ability to fashtein gatlachkeit, the ability to have a chochma in alikos, the ability to have a bin in alikos, those are the keiches. That's why it's a nefesh alikis, because it has these keiches, this ability to fashtein gatlachkeit. The same thing, the midas of the nefesh alikis, is the capacity to leap up in Gatlachkeit, to leap up in the Eibishter, to meira haben von der Eibishter Chesed, Gvura, Teferes. It's all, what is the Nefesh Elokis? It's a Nefesh was, that has the ability to relate with the Eibishter in all these ways according to these 10 keiches. Thus is that. So these keches are all what defines what it is. Then comes the levushim. Regardless of what you are, what am I doing with those keches? The levushim is what the nefesh does with the keches. Now, so before we get into the specifics, because this is mamish, this week's parsha, Vayera, this week's Teira Eir, the chassidish parsha of this week, is the whole beginning is about this inyan, just bekitzer the nekuda, which is very important to us understanding. The Alter Rebbe explains over there that the seichel, amidus, which we learned about in Paragimel, are also not the neshama. The neshama itself is not seichel and not midas. The neshama is an inyan etzem that's higher than seichel and midas. So seichel and midas are also levushim. Keches, levushim. Why do we call these keches and then we call levushim? They're all something chitzeniistic that the nefesh uses as a tool. So the Alter Rebbe explains over there that there's two types of levushim. There's a levush ha-miyuchad and a levush ha-nifrad. By a person, so the guf is called in the pasuk a levush. Eiru basar talbisheni. They wish to dress the neshama in a guf. The guf is a levush, that's the category of a levush ha-miyuchad. A person can't decide one day he wants to take it off. He wants to change gufim before he goes to sleep or when he wakes up or trade with someone else. It's impossible. It's a levush that's not changeable. So even though the guf in our mind, we could separate between the guf and the nefesh and understand conceptually how they're distinct parts of us. But bepeil mamish, these two separate entities became one metzias that we can't divide between them throughout a person's life. If we put the levushim that are the physical levushim, garments that we wear, that's a levush hanifrad. By a person, so the seichel amidus, the keiches, are a levush hamiyuchad with the neshama. The nefesh is a lekus. The nefesh habamis has its seichel amidus, nefesh alekis has. So they're like levushim, they're tools. But it's a levush hamiyuchad. The seichel, which means the type of seichel, the things, the way my seichel works, that's not something that's easy for me to change. I can't change what makes sense to me. I could try to understand things better or worse or more things. I can't understand that 2 + 2 = 7. Some people might think that, Taka. But if I know the truth, if I know, then I can never understand. Could anyone understand how 2 + 2 = 7? You can't understand it because it doesn't make sense. You can't make your seichel understand. Seichel, what it is, and you can't change it. Midas. Every person has different midas. One person has one type of thing that he likes. Another person has another type of thing that he likes. You can't change your likes. You could express them or not express them. Sometimes you could not be aware of them. You can't. It's very difficult to change your likes. That's the levush hamiyuchad, that it's something that the way the levush stays the way it is, only with sometimes with yegiya atzuma, depending on the specific one, or sometimes possible to change. That's the seichel and the midas. Machshava dibur maisa is a levush hanifrad. The machshava is not the ability to understand. Machshava is the thought. I have a koyach haseichel. I could use my seichel to understand a teisves. I could use it to understand a perek tanya. I could use it to understand the dvarim b'teilim, or to understand the latest news. What the actual thought that I'm thinking about, that's a levush hanifrad. Because I could be thinking about one thing, I could very easily say, I don't want to think about this, and switch it to another thought, and switch it to a third thought. And that's the Eitzah that it says in Svarim. What does a person do when he's plagued with Machshava Zareth? It's very hard to stop a thought. You can't stop thinking. It's very easy to switch to start thinking about something else, and b'meila, you stop thinking about that. A Machshava is easy to switch. A Dibur is easy to switch. I could speak, and I could stop speaking. So this is a Levush HaNifran. It's more removed from the person. With the seichel and midas of the nefesh alekis, the seichel is the nefesh alekis, has this ability to understand alekus, to have feelings for alekus, to have ava v'yira, That's what it is. It can't change the way those keiches work, even though they are keiches of the nefesh. It's not the nefesh itself. Now we deal with what the nefesh takes these keiches and chooses to use them. I can choose to use the seichel to fuel a machshava. With the seichel, I'm thinking, and I could choosing what to think about, because the machshava is a separated levush that the seichel or the midas put itself into, and we're going to explain that in pratis. And what are the levushim machshava dibru maisa shel tayag mitzvah satera? The nefesh halakis is able to be mislabish only in Teira mitzvahs, only in halakos. It's a nefesh halakis. It's koyach haseichel, doesn't have, it's not a koyach for understanding seichel, that's not seichel that's connected to halakos. There's a story with the Alshich, but it says that the Alshich wanted was in the times of Darizal, and he wanted very much to learn Kabbalah from Darizal, that Darizal was the Rebbe of the generation. And on Shabbos, I think it says, Darizal would give shiurim in Kabbalah, and the Alshich would come to his shiur. And every time he came to the shiur, he used to fall asleep. If you could imagine such a thing as someone falls asleep by a shiur. And it happened once, so the next week he went to sleep earlier the night before, or he took a nap beforehand. The third week he tried it. Whatever he tried, he didn't stop falling asleep. So he was sure it must be because of a blemish in his neshama. Something's wrong with him. He went to the Arizal and he asked for a tikkun. How come he's falling asleep at Arizal's? So the Arizal said, you don't need a tikkun. There's no pigam by you. He said, the reason why you're falling asleep is because your neshama is from Elam Adrush. And therefore, you're not a keli for Kabbalah. Kabbalah is for a different Elam. And therefore, you fall asleep. Yep, that's the story. L'cheira, what does that mean? Kabbalah, it's all seichel. Right? Whatever you're learning is something that's seichel. If someone is a bar seichel, you could use your seichel to understand one sefer, to understand another sefer, to understand one type of inyan in Teira and another type. Now, divart is, Teira is not just seichel. Teira is Teira, it's alikos. And we're understanding it because our neshama has the capacity to understand that. Someone whose neshama is not shayich to a certain part of Teira, he has the best head and he's the most brilliant person, can it does nicht verstehen, like the story with the Alshech. Whatever that means. Most people, every person has a shayichus with every part of Teira. The reason why the neshama could understand Teira is because we have the capacity for that. And fakir, the nefesh alikis, its capacity is only for inyanim of alikos. Therefore, similar, just like the Alshech couldn't use his tools for Kabbalah, nefesh alikis can't use this koyach haseichel, wouldn't understand anything else. It's understanding, it's not a tool for that. The levushim that are fitting levushim that are able to be used by the nefesh alikis are machshava dibru maisa shel tayag mitzvah satayra. When a person b'maisa is mekayim b'maisas b'pratis, ubedibru is b'pirish kol tarig mitzvus v'luchisein. Machshava hu maseh kol maseh efshalei lahasik b'paradis ha'teira. So a person is using his machshava dibru maisa for teira mitzvus, each one in the way that it's shayach. So two things happen. In a general way, what are we looking for in this perek? That in addition to the fact that the neshama is a chelik elikami mal mamish, and its keiches are keiches of elikos that are shayach only to elikos. Besides that, is we're looking for how the nefesh elikis has to be immersed in elikos. What it is chelik alikami mal mamish, and these levushim, just like a person puts himself into an inyan, he puts himself into something that he's involved in, something that he's preoccupied. The levush, which is alikos teiro mitzvahs, and later he's going to explain why that's a higher alikos than the alikos of the neshama that's chelik alikami mal mamish. The levush of tariyag of machshava dibro maisa shel tariyag mitzvah satera. That's alikos. The nefesh alikis that is mislavish. To say zilek zacharayim. The seichel puts itself into understanding, into thinking about the machshava of Torah. The midas puts itself into a certain act. So now the nefesh elikis is in this levush. It's immersed in these inyanim of elikos that he's going to elaborate further in the parak. So this that he's immersed is in a few ways. The most general way, we said in the last parak that the nefesh elikis is comprised of 10 keches, 10 parts, yeshalish imis v'sheva kfulis. So when he's Isaac, when he uses the levushim, all of the available levushim, for all of the available Torah mitzvahs, then all these 10 keches are melubish in the levushim of Torah mitzvahs. More bepratius than that. It's not just the 10 keches, but the neshama has also 613 ruchnis tike keches. Just like we see that the body reflects the neshama, just like the guf has the ramach, ivarim, and shasagidim, has the 613 separate parts, the same thing is biruchnis in the neshama. So therefore, not just in a the most general way, the 10 keches of the nefesh elikis are immersed in elikos, they're melubish in elikos, but more bepratius is the tayag ivrei nafshei, hare klolus tayag ivrei nafshei, melubashim b'tayag mitzvah satera. Not only in a general way, the 10 keches, but even the way it is specifically, the tayag ivrei nafshei, the way the neshama is made up of specific keches, so they are fully immersed in the levushim of Torah mitzvah. So bepratius, and even more bepratius, because even the first way was bepratius lagabe, the general meaning which would come out from the previous parak. More bepratius is how each part of the nefesh, more bepratius, the nefesh has three parts. Two parts. Bechinas chabad shebenafshe melubashis ba'asaga satera. It says, bechlolus, when you're using the levushim, so the nefesh, which is only chelik alikami ma'amamish, like we'll explain, is not the same maila as the lekus of the levushim of machshav dibur maisa of teiru mitzvahs themselves. But this causes now the neshama is melubish, the nefesh alikis is melubish in elikus of the levushim of teiru mitzvahs. Now specifically, which keches are melubish in which parts of, in which levushim? It says, ubipratius, bechinas chabad shebenafshei, the chabad, the keches, the keches haseichel of the nefesh elikis, melubashes ba'asaga satera. They're melubish in the levushim of asaga satera, shumasik bepardis kifi yichilis asagasi v'sheyesh nafshei lemayla. That means the levushim of Torah that's available to everyone is with two limitations. Every person has his IQ, his seichel, whatever he's able to understand. Whatever a person's ability is to understand, that means those are the levushim that were made for his nefesh elikis. And more than that is not necessary for him to understand. The ability is the levushim, and when he takes whatever levushim are available, he has the full connection to the Eibishter. I'm going to explain this more in a second. And the other limitation is also sheirish nafshe, just like we said with the story with the Alshech. A person understanding Torah is not just an intellectual thing. Understanding Torah is an experience that's coming from your capacity of your neshama to connect with Elikos. However, a neshama that has a higher sheirish, or like you see in the story with the Alshech, a sheirish that connects them with a specific part of Torah, so that'll determine which parts of Torah or how deep the part of Torah he'll be able to understand. Whatever his limitation is, that determines the levushim that he'll have. And those levushim connect him with Elikos. Therefore, his asagis, that he's masik, fi achelis asagase, v'sheirish nafshe lemaila, those are the levushim for the keches haseichel of the nefesh elikis. I think I said already the story. There was a bacher in a yeshiva that he was had a shvach, a kishrenis, and he was worried that he's never going to become a gadol. He was learning in a Litvish yeshiva, and they were telling him that he has to, they were teaching the Bachrim that they have to aspire to become a gadol. And he said he's not never going to be able to reach there, Shvach Kishenis. And they tried to make one promise, a different promise, different answers. And finally they saw they're not able to calm him down. So they suggested he should write a letter to the Rebbe. So they wrote a letter to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe wrote to him, what does it mean, a gadol? What's greatness? Greatness is being connected to the Eibishter. He says, you could reach that just like anyone else. Doesn't matter how much you understand and how big of a lamdan you are. The gadlus is measured by how high you go in being connected to the Eibishter, and every Jew has that same, has access to that equally. So that's what we say over here. There could be someone, if you have a small, a yechelis hasagasi is smaller, so you'll have different levushim. Regardless, every neshama, the levushim is elikus. The levushim is the connection of the nefesh elikus with the elikus mamish that it has from Torah mitzvahs. And regardless of what the keches and the levushim are, the levushim is just a tool that makes that connection. And every person, as long as he's using the levushim that's according to his ability, that means the person is learning on the level that he's supposed to, mitzad his sheresh nafshe, and yecheles hasagase, that becomes his levush, then that connects him with elikos. Vahamid, what time is it? Okay, we'll stop over here. Vahamidis.